today we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We already started discussing the four people who entered the Pardes, who were able to see whatever was going on up in Shemaim. So we're going to learn a little more about these four people that entered the Pardes. So we are up to Tanu Rabbanan on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, about 5-6 lines in. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanani Shehi Omer Al Gav Mala B'Har HaBayis. One time Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanani was standing on a step on the Har HaBayis, Ra'o Ben Zoma, and Ben Zoma saw him, V'lo Aman Milufanav, and he didn't get up to honor him. So when Rabbi Yishuv saw that, he realized that he didn't get up to honor him because he must have been involved in some thinking of about something. He must not have realized that he was there. So Rabbi Shua said, where are you coming from and where are you going to, Ben Zoma, that you're so distracted? Why are you so distracted? Amalo, Ben Zoma said, Sofa Yisi Ben Mayim Elyonim L'Mayim HaTachtonim. I was thinking about Maisa Bereshis and the great distance, how great a distance there is between the upper waters and the lower waters. Vein Ben Zelzeh L'Sholosh Etzbaos Bavad. And I came to the conclusion that the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters is only the distance of three etzbaos, three thumb widths. Shenema v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei amayim, ki yona shem rachefes al b'neha, v'eino nogaas. That the ruach elokim blows over the water just like a dove blows over, it just flies over its children, hovers over its children, but doesn't touch its children. And we know that that's this distance of three etzbaos. Amr lahen Rabbi Yishol l'talmid, Rabbi Yishol said to his Talmidim, Adain Ben Zoma Mubachutz, that Ben Zoma still doesn't really get the secrets of Torah. He's still not quite there yet. Because Mechti, let's take a look at the Pasuk. V'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei amayim, emasai havi, when was that? B'yom HaRishon. That Pasuk is talking about on the first day when the world was still tohu vavohu. But Havdalah, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the upper waters from the lower waters, b'yom sheni hidavai, that was on day two of creation. T'chsev v'yim avdu ben mayim l'mayim, and that was on yom sheni. So if he's trying to figure out the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters based on a pasuk about the first day of creation, he's totally off base. So once the Gemara rejects Ben Zoma, the Gemara explains kama, and how much actually is the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kimelo nima, the size of a single width of a hair. V'rabbanan amri, kigudu de gamlin. The Rabbanan say, like the panels on a bridge, that when you set up the I don't know if they're called panels, the wooden pieces on a bridge right next to each other, so you're always going to have a little bit of space in between them. That space is the amount of space that you have in between the upper waters and the lower waters. Marzutra vite maravasi amar ketre glimi deprisi adladi, that it's like two pieces of clothing that are spread over each other, where there's got to be a little bit of airspace in between them, but it's really very limited. And some say it's like two cups that are put inside of each other, where when you put one cup inside of another one, there's a very little space in between them. So I guess we can make main point number two, several opinions about how much space is in between the upper waters and the lower waters. So now the Gemara goes back to explaining that which we said before, that when Ben Azai and Ben Zoma and Acher and Rabbi Kiva went into the Pardes, so Acher went off the derech. What happened with Acher? Acher kitzitz b'netiyos. Acher got messed up. He spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'alav HaKos of Omer, and about Acher it says, Al titein espicho lachtias b'sarecha, that don't allow your mouth to cause your whole flesh to sin. So the Gemara says, Mayhi, what was Acher's big mistake? What did he do so terrible? So the Gemara explains that when he went into the Pardes, Chazam mitatron desyava le'rishusa le'mesav le'michtav zachvasa di Yisrael. He saw a malach that was given Rishus to sit and to write down the Zechuyos of the Bnei Yisrael. When Acher saw this, Amar, he said, Gemira dilemala lo havi lo yeshiva, velo tachrus, velo oref, velo ipoy. That I learned from my rebbeim that up in Shemayim by the Malachim, there's no such thing as sinning, and there's no such thing as quarreling or bickering with each other, and there's no such thing as a neck. None of them have a neck, and none of them ever get tired. So Shemachas v'shalom shtei rishuyos saying, but now I'm seeing this guy is sinning. This Malach is sinning. Are there two gods that have two different sets of Malachim? So afkuhu l'mitatron, they right away threw out this angel, Umachiu Shitin Pulsi Denura, and they whipped him with 60 whips of fire. Amru Lei, so they said to him, my time of Kichazise lo kamto mikame. Why, when you saw Acher, didn't you stand up for him? Isyavalei Rishusa l'mimchak sachvasa da Acher. And they allowed this angel that had to suffer this way, they allowed this angel to erase all the zechuyos of Acher. Yatza Baskal v'amra, Shuvu Barim Shovavim, chutz me'acher. And Abascal came out and said, everyone else can return except for Acher. Acher is rebellious, he doesn't get another chance. Amar, so when Acher heard this, he said, Hol v'itru da'u gavr me'yalma. Since anyway, I'm being thrown out of Olam Haba, label kasani b'hayalma, I might as well enjoy my Olam Hazeh. Nafak Acher l'tabrusra. And that's when he went off the derech and he started doing terrible things. Nafak Ashkach Zona, so he, as soon as he got out of Shemayim, he went out and he saw a Zona, a prostitute, Tava, and he propositioned the Zona. Amrele, she said to him, V'lav Elisha ben Avuya, wait, aren't you the great Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya? Something's wrong over here. Why are you propositioning a Zona? Akar Pulgami Meshara v'Shabbos. So he went out and he pulled a radish out of the ground on Shabbos, V'yavla, and he gave it to her. Amra, she said, Acherhu, this must not be Elisha ben Avuya, this must be a different person. That's how he got the nickname Acher, because previously he was a great rabbi and he was known as Elisha ben Avuya, but when the Zona is the one that named him, she said, that can't be the same guy, Acherhu. So the Gemara brings several stories that happened with Acher after he went off the derech and how he dealt with his Talmud, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was a student of Acher. The main point first over here is Acher thought that there were two Rishuyos in heaven because he saw a Malach sitting down, and therefore it was paskind that the Malach is not allowed to sit, and that Malach cost Acher all of his Zechuyos. So Shaul Acher is her mayor. Acher wants to ask her mayor. Lacher she got to the Tabris Ra after he had already got off the Derech Amalei Maidich Siv, and he said to her mayor, what does the pasuk mean when it says Gamezelu Mazel Asa Elokim, that God makes things corresponding to other things as if there are two things that are equal to each other? Amalo, so her mayor said to him, Kol Masha Barak Hashem Baruch Hu Barak Kenegdo. Everything that Hashem created, He created something else that was similar to it. For example, Bara Harim, He created mountains. Bara Gavos, so He created valleys. Bara Yamim, He created seas, Bara Naharos. So He also created rivers relating to those seas. So He has there's always doubles in creation. Amar lo, so Acher said, Rabbi Akiva, Rabchel, Amakach, that's not what Rabbi Akiva, your Rabbi said, Ela Bara Tzadikim Ubar Rishayim. He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzadikim and He created Rishayim. Bara Gan Eden, Bara Gehenim. That He created Gan Eden and He created Gehenim. Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Yesh Lo Shnei Chalakim. Echad B'Gan Eden, Ve'Echad B'Gehenim. And every human being that's put on this earth is given a share of Gan Eden and a share of Gehenim. And then they live their lives and they work their way toward earning less of one and more of the other. Zachat Tzadik, if Tzadik is victorious, Natal Chelko V'Chelek Chavero. He gets his own Chelek and he gets the chelek of his friend, of the Rasha. Biganeten, Ganeten, is chay of Rasha. If the Rasha does something terrible, not al chelko, v'chelek haver b'gehenim. He gets his chelek and the chelek of his friend in Gehenim. Amr of Misharshi, my cross, or Misharshi says, where's this alluded to in the Pasuk? Because Gabbay Tzadikim says, Bay Tzadikim, Lachain Ba'artsam Mishneh Yirashu. That the Mashmos of the Pasuk Mishneh is that it's double, that they're going to get a double Yerusha. And Gabbay Risham says, Mishneh Shibaron Shavreim. And by Risham it says they're going to get double the breaking, they're going to be in big trouble, double trouble. Shal Acher Reb Meir La'ach Shiatzal Tabisra, Acher Esra Meir, after he went off the Derech. What does the pasuk mean when it says it says lo yarchena zav? So it sounds like that it's not worth like gold. So certainly, meaning gold is not worth as much as Torah. So you imagine certainly glass is not worth as much because glass is less valuable. So why does it then have to give the example of glass as well? So Amar Lor, and Meir said the pasuk is not telling you the importance of Torah. Rather, the pasuk is not telling you the importance of Torah. Rather, it's telling you Elu Divrei Torah Shekashen LeKnosin Klei Zav Klei Bar. It's not telling you how important it is. It's telling you how difficult it is to acquire Torah because they're worth so much money. So to Divrei Torah, you have to work it's as difficult to acquire Torah as it is to acquire precious gems. Precious gems happen to be difficult to acquire because they're worth a lot of money. Torah is difficult to acquire because it requires a lot of work. You have to toil. You have to put an effort in Torah. But Torah is also like glass in a certain way. Because just like glass is easy to break, so too Torah is very fragile. A person has put a lot of work into it, and then it's very fragile. He could lose it at any point in time. Amalo, Sarachar said back to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chalom, Markach, that's not what your Rabbi Akiva said. Ella, he said, the pasuk means, Ma klei zav, klei zuchuchas, af pish nishbu, yeshlam takana, just like klei zav and klei zuchuchas, that klei zav and klei zuchuchas, even though they break, there's a way to fix them, af tamul chacham, af pish asarach, yeshlam takana. So too, tamul chacham, even though he goes off the derech, there's still a way to fix him, there's still a way for him to be better. So Amar lo, after Rabbi Meir heard this, Rabbi Meir said to Acher, if you really believe that a Talmud Chacham who goes off the derech can always come back, so how about instead of going off the derech, af atah chazor bach, why don't you do tshuva? Armado, he said, well, kvar shamati me'acharei apargod, shuvu banim shovivim, chutz me'acher. He says, because I heard from the other side, up in Shemayim, that everyone's able to do tshuva except for Acher. So I'm Acher. I'm not allowed to do tshuva. I'm not able to do tshuva. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa ba'acher, another story, of a story with Acher, shayirochev alasus b'shabbos. He was riding a horse on Shabbos, v'yirameir ma'alech achrav, and Rameir was following after him, l'mo torah mipiv, to learn from him, which is unbelievable, that Rameir still wanted to learn from him, even though he was a machal Shabbos. Amarlo, Meir, chazol la'acharecha. Acher stopped at a certain point and said, Meir, stop walking with me. Shekvar shiati bi'ikvi susi, sha'adkan t'chum Shabbos, because I was able to measure, based on the amount of steps my horse has taken, that we've already reached the t'chum Shabbos. So you, who keep Shabbos, shouldn't go past here. Amarlo, Rameir said to Acher, afatal chazor bach, you also should go back and do tshuva. Amarlo, he said, didn't I already tell you? I heard from Achorei Apargod, I heard from the other side, that everyone could do tshuva, except for Acher. I don't have the ability to do tshuva. Takve, Rameir grabbed Acher. I lay the baby Josh and he schlepped him into the base medrash. Amar lay liyanuka. Acher said to a child, Sokli psukech. Tell me the pasuk that you just learned. So because he wanted to show Reb Meir that his tshuva was not accepted, even if he goes into the base medrash. Amar lo, so the child said, Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim. There is no peace for the wicked. That's the pasuk I just learned. Ile lebe knishta achriti. So Rameir says, okay, that was just bad luck. So he dragged Acher into another Beis HaKnesses. Amar lei liyanuka. And again, Acher said to a kid, psok li psukach. Come, tell me what pasuk you just learned. Amar lo. So he said, you know which pasuk? No matter how much detergent and soap you use and try to wash it off, your sin is still a giant stain in front of me. So Rameir wasn't giving up. He brought Acher into a different base HaKnesses. And again, Acher said to a child, tell me what pasuk you just learned. That you're going to try to dress up and look nice, but I know that you're dirty and you're a scoundrel, and nothing good is coming of you. So Eilil Beiknishti Achriti brought him into another Beis HaKnesses. Ada Eilil Tleisler Beiknishti. He kept on going. 13 Batei Knesios he tried. Kulu Pasuk Lekia Gavna. And every time they had a kid read a Pasuk, he was always reading this kind of Pasuk. Something that said something terrible, that how Acher is not going to be able to do tshuva. Lebastro, when they got to the last Beis HaKnesses, Amar Lei, Acher said to the child in that last Beis HaKnesses, Psuk Li Psukach, tell me your Pasuk. Amar Lei, the child said, Ula Rasha Amar Elokim Malach HaLesaper Chukai. Hashem says to the Rasha, I don't need you teaching my Torah. Hahu Yenuka Havim Megam. But that child was stuttering in his speech. He wasn't able to have a speech impediment. Ishtama, and it made it sound like Kamada Amarle, as if the child was saying, Ula Elisha Amar Elokim, instead of Ula Rasha Amar Elokim. Ula Elisha Amar Elokim. God says, I don't need your Torah. And Acher's real name was Elisha ben Avuya. Ikidami Sakina Vibade. Some say that Acher had a knife in his hand, Vikare, and he tore apart the child into 13 chalakim, into 13 pieces. Vishadre Lithlisar Beknishti, and he sent pieces of that child to 13 different Batei Knesios to show that in Shemayim, no one's interested in his tshuva. Amri Yavoi Biyadei Sakina, Ikidami, others say, no, he didn't actually tear apart the child, rather, Omar, he said, if I would have had a knife, have a karanale, I would have torn apart this child. It was so frustrating to see how my tshuva is never ever being accepted. So main point number three on Tezvav Amid Aleph, Rameir tried very hard to get Acher to do tshuva, but he kept on refusing because because of the Gzar Din in Shemayim that he's never going to be able to do tshuva. It was the two stories. One where he said to the Talmud Chacham who had gone off the derech that he always had that he always has a takana, that he always has the ability to do tshuva, and the other where he was riding the donkey and he made Rav Meir go back for Tchum Shabbos. Main point number one in Tezvav and Beis, we'll finish with this, is that 13 children read Psukim to Acher in 13 different Patei Knesios, and they all had to do with how Acher can't do tshuva. 13 children read 13 different Psukim to Acher, and they all had to do with how Acher was never going to be able to do tshuva. We'll stop there.